my day to remember Chav Ches Edel Toshin Elif Harav Gabriel Kronfler.
Just heard last Tekiah Shofar Chodesh Elul Dehayshata. I once heard a pshat Tiku b'Chodesh Shofar b'Kesel Leyoim Chageinu Ki Choyk LeYisrael Hu Mishpot LeLekei Yaakov. So Tekiah Shofar in this posuk is referred to a double expression, Choyk LeYisrael Hu and Mishpot. The Emes says we know Chukim and Mishpotim Be'etzim are not the same thing. Chukim are mitzvahs where L'Choyre L'Fi our Seichel we don't understand, we haven't really got a proper tam in these mitzvahs. Mishpot, something which we understand, Mishpot. And here, the Tiku B'Chodesh, the Tekiah Shofar, is referred to with a double expression. So everybody knows, Akoponim, it's Yodua, the Loshon from Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam says, Afal Pi, that Tekiah Shofar is a Gzeiras HaMelech, it's a Gzeira. In other words, a choik. But nevertheless, remez yeshbo, there's still a remez, supposed to be an awakening call, uri yesheni mishinaschem, to give a person a shokel, he should do tshuva, without quoting the whole arichas of the Loshon for Rambam. So, mitzad echot is a choik, gzeira sakosuf, or mitzad sheni, there is a message in the shofar. So I once heard of pshat, the Tekiah Shofar of Chodesh Elul, as the Torah brings, the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that zikr, a message of Hayitok HaShofar Ba'ir, V'ho'om Lo Yachrodu, to give a person an awakening call, we've got to prepare ourselves for the Yomim HaKdoshim, for the Yomei Adin. And if a person taka makes use of this reminder and he prepares himself properly, so by the time he comes to the end of Chodesh Elul and he comes to Rosh Hashanah, so he's got the message already and he's responded to the message. So Oy Bazoi, blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is only a choik, is a gzeiras hamelech. Unfortunately, there are those who one can blow and blow and blow, but the message is not received, message is not delivered. It's by them, even when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's not a choik, it's a mishpot. And we know, Shteitin Sforim, that whenever in Psukim, Klal Yisroel are mentioned, are referred to as Yisroel or as Yaakov, it's two different levels, two different dargas in Klal Yisroel. Yisroel are the higher darga, the more the tzaddikim, the perfect in their anhogas. Yaakov is the lower darga of Yidden. The pasuk says, "Tiku b'chodesh shofar," should be etzem blow shofar in the whole of Chodesh Elul. K Kedei that Bakese Leyoim Chageinu, when it comes to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, then the reason for it will be already covered up, will be concealed, because you don't need any messages anymore. Nevertheless, says David HaMelech, Yisroel, who are the hired Madrega Yidin, Itaka becomes a Choyk, Choyk Le Yisroel, who of the Ar Yaakov, the level of Yidin Yaakov, have not yet received the message, it's still a Mishpat, it's still a Mishpat. I think, Baruch Hashem, the Tzibur, who we now, together with, I would classify them as Yisroel. So we won't speak about the message of Shofar anymore. We'll speak about what Chazal tell us of the Zgulus of Shofar. Why did the Torah say you have to blow shofar? Omar Rabbi Avoh, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Omar Kodesh Bochu, Tiku lefonai, b'shofar shel ayil, take a shofar of an ayil, of a ram, a ram's horn, and blow in front, blow, Tiku lefonai, kedei she ezkoy lochem, I should be reminded of the Akedah which was attached to an ayil, ayil achanechas basrach bekarlo, an ayil, and I should be able to remember the schus of Akedas Yitzchok, and Klal Yisrael on the hand of the schus, the shvur which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in that time of Akedas Yitzchok. And the emes, the tefillas, the main tefillas of Zichronos, revolve around that. After we say at the end of the tefillas of Zichronos, Zochreinu bezikorin toiv lefonecho, ufokteinu bevkudas shishua v'rachmi mishmeish meikedem, bring out the akedah. And the bakosha is, Hashem, shekovash Avraham Avinu es rachmov, Lasa is retain cho belev of sholem. Kein yich b'shu rachmecho es chas cho meyoleinu. By the first glance, it's difficult to understand this tefillah, because kovash rach Avraham Avinu rachmov, that means he went to do the akedah, so he withheld the midas rachmim, the natural rachmim that he should have had, the rachmei yoav al benoi. He was kovash it, he suppressed it, he withheld it. And we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, k'shem that Avraham Avinu held back the midas rachmim, the same way yichbishu rachmecho eskascho, your rachmim should overtake rachmono litzlan, the kas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, uvetuvcho agodo el yoshuv charoinapcho me'amcho me'ircho me'artzcho v'nachlosecho, as the continuation of the tefillah, which meaning we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam that you should shower us with your rachmim. So how does it work? Normally it's middle connected middle. To say k'shem shekovash Avraham Avinu es rachmov, he suppressed his rachmim. So the same way we ask from the Ribbono Shel Olam not to suppress, not to give us his rachmim. It's not an accurate middle connected middle at all. What's the pshat in this tefillah? Question number one. Question number two. Ribbono Shel Olam wants a reminder, kivyochel, of the akedah. Reminder of the akedah is by taking a shofar shel ayil. What prominent part did the ayil play in the akedah? The akedah was finished. The akedah was to be yaleyu le'olo, and he put Yitzchok then, and then he got a message al tishlach yotchel ana, and he took him off. So rather, he saw vayisa Avraham eseno vayayel ayel nechas basaf lekanov. Says vayaleyu tachas benoyu vayishchoteyu tachas benoyu. But that's already was already after the akedah. So why was the reminder to Ribbono Shel Olam of the schus akedah via the shofar shel ayel? Yeah. I want to share with you an interesting machshava. This kamo bedroshim and the emes it will be more noticeable in Yitz Hashem in the slichas of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where every day slichas after the pizmon there's an akedo. An akedo where the mechaba of those piyutim describes how the, and there it's mentioned a number of times the following nekuda. Yitzchok, it says in Medrash, that Yitzchok said to Avron, why is it called Akedas Yitzchok? The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't tell Avram that he's got to tie up Yitzchok. It was Yitzchok's personal bakosha. Omar Yitzchok, Yitzchok said to Avram, Kshoir Yodai Viraglai, I want you to tie up Yodai Viraglai. Why? Shelo Ere HaMacheles Bo Olai, I'll see the Macheles of the Shechita coming near me, the Ezdazea, and I'll give a shokel from Pachat, the Eposel Minakom, and Memele, there'll be a mum in me before you manage to shecht me, the Eposel Minakom. And the achalel mitzvahs kibud av, and I'll, through that I'll not be able to be mekayim mitzvahs kibud av. That's the lashon of a medrash. Yitzchok put over his own personal bakosha, Avraham Avinu, tie me up because I'm worried that maybe naturally I'll be frightened, I'll give a shake, I'll give a tremor, I'll become possible for a korban, and I'll not be able to be mekayim kibud av properly. Shteitin Avnineza Adoma Neuro. So Avnineza said that Be'emes Yitzchok didn't have a tzivui. The tzivui was to Avraham Avinu Va'aleihu Le'olo. Kach Nasbin Ches Yechidcho Va'aleihu Le'olo. Yitzchok could have resisted. Yitzchok could have refused. And Mistoma in natural koiches. By then he was 37. Avraham Avinu is a shengven alter mensch. Mistoma, his resistance would have been successful. Yeah. Obi Yitzchok saw as a brent Avraham Avinu the tshuka to be able to be mekayim this mitzvah. Yitzchok saw Avraham Avinu wasn't just going kilu forced by the tzivui of the Ribbono Shel Olam to have to comply with the Ribbono Shel Olam's wishes. Avraham Avinu chalished. Avraham Avinu, it wasn't just batel retzoincho mipnei retzoinoi, he suppressed. No, it was asei retzoinoi ki retzoincho. But Avraham Avinu mamished, he worked himself to a madrega that this was his tshuka, this was his desire to be able to have the opportunity to be makriv b'no yechidoi to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when Yitzchok saw how much Avraham Avinu was chalishing to do that, he could not resist his faket. He wanted to do the rotten of Avraham Avinu, and he saw that Avraham Avinu wants to do this, so he wanted to faket, he wanted to take part in being able to facilitate himself as Avraham Avinu can be mekayim in the midst of the akedah. And be'emes, that was the pnimius of the nisoyin of the akedah. Just Avraham Avinu actually to fulfill Ribbono Shel Olam's wishes, but the less brera, kilu he's forced to do it, that's not much of a nisoyin. He knew that Ribbono Shel Olam can take Yitzchok away from him in many oifanim. So if now he's forced, here the ikanes was that Avraham Avinu should himself want, with his full rotzen, with his full tshuka, with his full ava, to give it away. Be'emes, that's not poshut. It's not poshut that a father should be able to ignore his natural sentiments, his natural rachmonis, which rachme yo'av al aben. The whole slichas, from the beginning of slichas, our bakosha is kerachim oval bonim, kein terachim Hashem oleinu. That's our bakosha. In other words, it's a natural koyach. It's a natural, powerful koyach. The rachim oval bonim, and that's how we mevakish midayoyim biyoyimay in the slichas from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Avraham Avinu, to get to that darga, that it was ready his emes diger rotzen to be makriv Yitzchok for a korban, is doch adomo peles adomo neuro. How did he manage it? You know, there's a pasuk in the end of about the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, when he gave the brachas to the Shvatim. When he comes to Yisachar, it says there, "Vayam menucha kitoif, vayet shichmoy lizboil, vayam menucha kitoif, vayet shichmoy lizboil." He saw that menucha, rest, is something which is good. So he undertook the oil of Torah to learn with the yegiyah and with the omol. How do the two things come together? So Blake Friedman was a tzaddik, used to come here. Amol, a big Baal Musa, used to come here. He once said over that he was in the house of the Chazon Ish, and somebody came in and said the following pshat. He says, the Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, Rambam brings a posuk, Kol Chelev LaHashem. Whenever one wants to, when one wants to give something to the Ribbono Shel Olam, one should take the best. If you want to bring a korban, you take the most beautiful, you take the best behemoth for a korban. And likewise, Rambam gives a number of examples. Kol Chelev LaHashem. So he said, Yisachar saw that menucha is something which is chosha, which is good, something which is attractive to a person. He gave it away to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He gave it straight away to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Menucha is yours. And Memele Vayet Shech Moy Lizboil, he now managed to learn with the Hasmodah and with the Yegiyah, because the menucha was given away. Avraham Avinu had this, the natural Rachmei Av al Aben, but in order to be able to work himself up to the Madrega of it becoming his natural rotten, he did, and he took the middah of Rachmanas and he gave it away to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This middah of Rachmanas, he gave it completely to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's yours. Nothing was left of the natural Rachmanas. Nothing was left by Avraham Avinu, and that's how he was able to do it. Kashem shekovash Avraham Avinu es Rachmov lasa is retzoincho. How did he do it? The Torah says because he took the midas rachmim and he gave it away to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oy bazoi, we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, the same as Avraham gave it to you. Kein yichvashu rachmecho es chascho. Then we request from you, you give us your midas rachmim. Then it's an identical midah keneged midah. In the piyutim of second day Rosh Hashanah, most Olam don't say it, but it's a moiradiga piyut, the long piyut in Shachris before Kedusha. It's a piyut of Reb Shimon HaGodol, one of the Gedoli HaPaitonim, and he goes through in a beautiful way, in a beautiful nusach. He goes through all the Asorah Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu, and obviously the last one is the Nisyon of the Akedah, and he elaborates about it, and he describes there that the Malachim were watching. The Malachim were watching as Avraham Avinu comes up, and the Lashon is, Uchekoyen Godu Higish Mincho Belulo. And as a Kohen Godul, he brought this korban. So Kohen Godul, where does a Kohen Godul come into it? You don't need to be a Kohen Godul to be Makrib and Oilo. The Chinuch says in Parshas Emor, on the one hand, the Torah was makpid on Koyanim that they should look after the Kedushas Kahuna. All the various restrictions of a Kohanim is poshut, because Kedoshim Yiyu Lelokeyem, the Kedushas Kuna is something choshu by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they weren't allowed to be Matama, and they weren't allowed to be Mechala, restricted to who they're allowed to marry, Kedushas Kahuna. And yet, the Shivo Krovim, the closest relatives, they're allowed to be Matama. Why? Some techinuch, because the Torah is drochel darche noyam v'chol nesivu yisera sholoim. The Torah was able to assess, the Torah knew that natural sentiments and the natural emotions of a person, of a boss, of a dom, that if the close relatives are nifter, then they want to be misabil, they want to have the opportunity to express their tzar. To deny them to be able to get close to the nifter is against the drochel d'achinoyam of the Torah. Therefore, the Torah was matit. Some techinuch, but a kohen godel is not allowed to be metama, not even to his closest. The obi will ima lo yitama. How does that fit in with drochel d'achinoyam? So the chinuch, a kohen godel is ready in a darga that he's elevated himself above the normal boss of Adam sentiments, over the boss of Adam the emotions. The Kohen Gadol and his Madrege in Ruchnius, that he prepares himself the whole year for that special moment of being Nichnas Lifnai VeLifnim, he is already above the normal human emotions or the human sentiments. Mamele, it's not a stira to demand from him Le'ovev Le'im Lo Yitamo. Thus state in the Piyut, when they saw Avraham Avinu being able to be Makrev Yitzchok, is a pshat. Here we had an example of a Kohen Gadol. Here we had somebody who was able to elevate himself over the normal human emotions and be able to take his Ben Yochid and to be Makrev him. Uch a Kohen Gadol, he went and he was Makrev, and he was Makrev this Kol. Meshe Chochma Parshas Vayero says a Dovah Niflo, if we already mentioned Kohen Gadol. That Dovah Niflo Moedin, I'd like to share it with you. The Pasuk says in the Akiva, Shteitim Pasuk, Vayishlach Avraham es Yodri, Vayikach Zah Macheles, Vayikro Eilov Malach Hashem min Hashomayim, Vayoyim Avraham Avraham Ayem Hineini, Vayikro Eilov Malach Hashem min Hashomayim. Meshech Chochma says like this. In Parshas Lech Lecha, the first time that Hagar left Beis Avraham, Vata'anenu Sarai, and she had to go away. So she went, and according to Rashi, Rashi brings from Chazal, four malachim were sent to her. Four times she met a malach, and a malach gave her a message and told her, Shuvi, go back, V'yisani tachas gevirtech. Posuk, Malach met her four times, and Malach spoke to her, Kedaba Isha Reyu, Poshet, like two friends speak, Malach spoke to her. And Rashi says it wasn't a Chiddush, because she came from the house, she belonged to the house of Avraham Avinu. House of Avraham Avinu was full of Malachim, came there regularly. That wasn't a Chiddush, and she was able to stand and speak to a Malach. But then, in Parshas Vayero, when she was officially already sent away, Goresh, Yegoresh, as Ben Horma Azois, and the mother, and Avraham Avinu sent her away, finished, then it says, Vayikro Eleo Malach Min HaShomayim. She doesn't belong to the household of Avraham Avinu anymore. She was not anymore in the Madrega that she could speak directly to a Malach. Therefore, the nearest that she could connect to a malach was hearing a malach min hashomayim. Freid the Meshech Chochma, Avraham Avinu himself, Avraham Avinu reaching mamash the climax of his tzidkus, and if a malach wants to tell him al tishlach yodcho elana, so it has to be min hashomayim. So min hashomayim, no worse than Hogon. So the Meshech Chochma. V'chol odom lo yeh be'oyel moyed v'voyoy lechaper v'akoydesh ad tzeisoy, that's a posuk in the Avodah of Yom Kippur. V'shaz the Kohen Gadol went in to the Kodesh Kodshim, shteit in posuk v'chol odom lo yeh be'oyel moyed, shteit in Yerushalmi. V'chol odom, it doesn't only mean a human being. I feel those that are described in the beginning of Yecheskel, of Maris Yecheskel, Upneim Kipnei Odom, which refers to Malochim, Lo Yeh Bo'el Moed, the level of Kedusha, the level of the Madrega of Kedusha, when Kohen Gadol goes Lifnai VeLifnim, is so powerful, is so immense, that even Malochim can't be there. V'chol Odom Lo Yeh Bo'el Moed. At Kedekach, that the Yerushalmi continues and asks, and what about the Kohen Gadol himself? So the Yerushalmi, at that moment, the Kohen Gadol wasn't anymore a human being. Kohen Gadol given a madrega no hechef un amalach. A hechef un amalach. Yeah. So the Meshech Chochma. Vayikro Eilov Malach Hashem in Hashomayim. That moment of the Gilui Shechina, which Avraham Avinu created, al yudei the Maisi of the Akedah, Al Yudei, this Madrega that he was able to be Makriv is Ben Yochid. So it created as our salt matzav identical to the matzav of a Kohen Gadol going into Lifnai v'Lifnim on Yom Kippur. And Malach couldn't get anywhere near there. If Malach wanted to give a message, it's min hashamayim. He couldn't go further. He couldn't get anywhere near Avraham Avinu because v'chol adam lo yehi avolim. The moment of the Akedah was mamish like a moment of Kohen Gadol going in lifnai v'lifnim on Yom Kippur, and he couldn't get anywhere near him. Ad kam, what the Meshech Chochma says. I was medayik, and then the pasuk carries on. And the pasuk says, "Vayikach Esrael, vayalei lo'elo tachas benoi." And then it says again, the pasuk tesvav, "Vayikro malach Hashem el Avraham, sheinis min hashomoyim." Those who are efshar balei kriya and have got a chush in dikduk will notice in the pasuk, it doesn't say "Vayikro malach Hashem el Avraham sheinis." "Vayikro malach Hashem el Avraham esnachto." Sheinis min hashomayim. What's mean sheinis min hashomayim? It's a bit peculiar. The Torah is, the Torah is getting, conveying to us a message. Not only at the time of Akedas Yitzchok could the Malach not come near. Even after the Akedah, when Avraham Avinu was being makriv the ayil, and now the Malach came with the message, sheinis min hashomayim. The second time was also only shayach min hashomayim. Why? Because tachas benoi, vayaleu le'oilo tachas benoi. Rashi brings from Chazal. Avraham Avinu was overwhelmed with this unbelievable tshuka. Avraham Avinu was overwhelmed with the unbelievable ava to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was chalishing to be makriv his ben yochid to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam said, "Al tishach yotcha elana," but the ava was still burning. He needed an opportunity. He needed an outlet where to demonstrate, where to exhibit this ava to Ribbono Shel Olam. When he saw the ayil, and he took the ayil, is vayalei le'olo tachas benoi. So Rashi, what's the tachas benoi? Tachas benoi that every chelik avoda which he did in the ayil. He said, "Yehi rotzen shetehezu keilu asuyo bibni, keilu bni shochut, keilu bni domoy zoruk, keilu bni mulshat, keilu hu niktar v'nasa deshen." When we hear from Chazal, Ephroi shel Yitzchok is kovu tachas kisei akovit. Rashi brings it in Parashat Bechukosai, v'zochat es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchok, v'af es brisi Avraham Ezkoir. There's a zechira by Avraham, there's a Ezkoir by Yaakov. By Yitzchok there's no word zechira, because Yitzchok doesn't need reminding. His Efer is kovu tachas kisei akovit. Which Efer? There was no Efer Yitzchok. Yitzchok was taken away. The Efer of the Ayil, which became Efer, machmas this burning ava of Avraham Avinu that he wanted to remark to Yitzchok, but ainay the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's tachas benoi, tachas benoi, tachas benoi is the pasuk. When he was doing that with the Ayil, it gave the identical chashivas to the Ribbono Shel Olam that a malach couldn't get anywhere near. This was also like Kohen Gadol lifnai v'lifnim, sheinis min hashomayim. Omar Biyavu, Toku lefonai b'shoifo shel ayil. Yes, take the shoifo shel ayil. The ayil was the biggest reminder. The ayil was the biggest reminder that there was there a natural ava of Avraham Avinu to be makriv his son, because if it would have only been done by force of the tzivui, then as soon as he was released, there was nothing left anymore. The fact that the ayil and the hakromas ayil was tachas benoi, and it reached the same level of ruchnius, the same level of kedusha that a malach couldn't get near. That was the biggest teichocha. That when Avraham went to do the akedah, he went with a whole bren of Kohen Gadol. He went with a bren over Kohen Gadol that gave away everything to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He elevated himself over the natural sentiments and emotions of a human being, chivuv mitzvah, in order to be able to do this mitzvah. Gemara says that Mipneima Toikinu Marin Kashem Yoshim or Mipneima Toikinu Marin Kashem Oimdim. In other words, why do we repeat? Once we be Yotze the Tkiyah, it's the first time, why do we repeat? So the Gemara says, Kedei L'arbe V'sasotn, to mix up the sotn. So Rashi says, when he sees that Klal Yisrael on Mechavav Mitzvahs, Mistapnin Tanoisov, he's got nothing to say anymore. Mistapnin Tanoisov. Why? The first time Klal Yisrael blew, okay, maybe they're Metzuvah to blow, they have to blow, it doesn't yet prove their Chivu Mitzvahs. But they go and they do it a second time, that's already Yisrael Mechavavim Mitzvahs. Chivuv mitzvahs with the shofar, the sotan knows that brings back to the Ribbono Shel Olam the chivuv mitzvah of Avraham Avinu by the Akedah that rekindles and that revives and brings nochamol the whole maimed of the Akedah. A malach can't get anywhere near. And the sotan knows that to this matzav he's got no shaykhs, he can't get anywhere near la'abeh v'sasotan. That's the power of chivul mitzvahs to connect us to the schus of Schoir Bris Avron Vakedas Yitzchok, which Yemitz Hashem will be saying tomorrow in the Slichas. The Loshen in Unasana Tekev. The Yikoin Bechesed Kisacho, the Seishev Olov Be'emes, the beautiful Taich from the Badishava. He says, we know state in Chazal, Olo Elokim B'Sruah Hashem B'Koyin Shofar. Ribbono Shel Olam sits down on Kisei Din to start off the Mishpat. But when Klal Yisrael take the Shofar and they blow, and that brings back Taka, the Akedas Yitzchok and everything, then Ribbono Shel Olam gets up from Kisei Din and he sits down on Kisei Rachmi. So the Badishavir, the Gemara says in Shabbos, we say this in the davening Rosh Hashanah, Ki ata lekim emes, udvorcho emes, v'kayom lo'ad. What's the symbol of emes as opposed to chas v'sholom sheker? Sheker loikor is not lasting. Emes, kushta, is kor, is kayom lo'ad. So the Badishavah, so if the Ribbono Shel Olam sticks to this program, that he sits down on Kisei Din and then he gets up afterwards, he goes over to Kisei Rachmim, so the first yeshiva sitting down is not a yeshiva shel emes, because it's not going to last, it's going to change. Betman by the Eibishter was darfst du das machen ve yikoin bechesed kisacho, you should set up your Kisei HaMishpat straight away bechesed, which is Rachmim, and then the Seishev Olov Be'emes, then your yeshiva will be a yeshiva shel emes, because you won't have to get up and you should stay there. We can chaparayin still, we've got another 24 hours or even more to do abisul chivuv mitzvahs mekayim zayin mitzvahs besimcha, and with that have the schus beten by the Eibishter v'yikoin olov v'yikoin kisacho be'emes seishev olov be'chesed kisacho v'seishev olov be'emes, and we should be zeicher all of us to the schusim of Akedah agut kevent yof alamen. Amen.